Fra Jad skipped the intro and wandered off into some other courtyard. Elkhazg had been big and rich, and its courtyards went on and on. Now it must appear as a large, rambling black hole in the population density map of the city, since the only people who dwelled here were Magnath Forel and another man who was his liaison partner. Some visiting avowed, though these had all been sent packing yesterday, and a staff of janitors cum curators who looked after the place. For one of the problems with this kind of art, i.e. tiles cemented to stone walls, was that you couldn't cart it off to a museum. My brain ought to have been shutting down since I'd essentially no rest since the shovel experiment at Tredegar the day before, and the time since then had been freakishly eventful. But the visual environment of Elkhazg was overwhelmingly rich. Would have been so even had I not known that every pattern of tiles was not merely a mesmerizing, intricate work of art, but a profound theoretical statement as well, shouting at me in a language I was too tired or stupid to understand. This acted like a shot of jumpweed extract or something that kept me awake for another hour at the cost of some sanity. When I closed my eyes to get some respite from the relentless grandeur, questions crept out of the darkness. That our host had the same family name as Madam Secretary was, of course, interesting. Was it a coincidence that cell 317 had ended up here? Of course not. What did it mean? Impossible to say. Should I even be trying to puzzle it out now? No. No more than I should be trying to grasp the significance of the tiling patterns that spread over every surface around me, and seemed to be trying to crawl beneath my closed eyelids and invade my brain. One of the courtyards was a decagon, of course. Fra Jad found it. The taglon had already been solved on it, perhaps by some master geometer of yore, perhaps by a syndev. None of us had ever seen a full solution in person before, so we spent a while gawking. Stationed around the edges were baskets of extra taglon tiles in a different color, which Fra Jad was nudging around with his toe. It occurred to me I had never seen him sleep. Maybe Thousanders did something else. We left him to the taglon. Magnath Forel took the rest of us to the old cloister, which had not been remodeled in 5,000 years. That is to say, it lacked electricity or even plumbing. Each of us got a cell. Mine had a bed and a lot of tiles. I closed some preposterously ancient and rickety shutters so that I'd not have to see and consequently think about the tiles, then sunk to my knees and located the bed by groping.